Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Thursday, November 5th, 2015, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, what you need to know about the TPP. Then, Piers Morgan implores Obama to stop the terrorists the president helped create. After that, do you really know what's in your drinking water? And abortion supporters say it's racist not to support Planned Parenthood. That's next.
I face the New World Order over and over again. They're all devil worshippers.
Yeah!
We know who they are, and we're sick of them.
And you've been ousted.
We're sick of you hurting children, you filth.
We see you.
We see you, and humanity's rising.
And
you shall not him pick us and tell us to submit. We'll never submit to you, and humanity's rising.
You don't want to talk?
Not to you.
You just want to block everybody else's microphones?
Behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Well, the details of the controversial Trans-Pacific Partnership have been released. Of course, this is setting the stage for a major debate in Congress, but to hear the AP tell it, you'd think everything was just A-OK. Now, they're reporting that the text of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement between the U.S. and 11 other PACRIM countries runs to 30 chapters, hundreds of pages. It's mind-boggling in its detail, and it lays out plans for handling of trade in everything from zinc dust to railway sleepers and live eels. The documents show the pact is chock full of good intentions, though. So apparently they've had plenty of time to go through the Trans-Pacific documents and to go ahead and just let you know that everything is A-OK. Don't you worry about it. They were negotiating everything with your best interests at heart. Now, these pages, like I said, they were just released last night, and they do not include any of the background documents that help make sense of the text. The parties have vowed to keep those secret for at least another 6 years. Now, interestingly, New Zealand was actually the first country to release the pages, and they posted over 6,000 pages of text detailing the sweeping provisions of the TPP. So we can't even agree on how many pages were released. How can we agree that this agreement was paved with good intentions, just like the highway to hell? Now, David Knight has more.
New Zealand released this first. I think all the governments involved decided they would release it today. And of course, the day begins in New Zealand. They pointed out, and now some American sources have said that it's 2,000 pages, but they're saying it's 6,000 pages. See, we don't know what's in it yet. There is so much information there that even though they took a month to release it, we still don't know exactly what is in it. Yet, I thought it was very interesting that the AP came out with just a glowing review of this, saying details of the controversial Pacific trade deal are released. They say it is mind-boggling in detail, but they already know what's in it, even though it's so large. They say it is chock full of good intentions. I'm serious. This is what passes for objective journalism in the United States. This is the Associated Press, the revered mainstream backbone here. Things like Reuters, AP, New York Times, okay? These are the people we're supposed to respect. This is what they say of an agreement that they couldn't possibly have read and analyzed right now. We'll tell you why. But they tell you, they sum it up, well, that's great. You know, people were concerned because it was being done in secret. Critics complained about it being forged in secret. But it is chock full of good intentions. These negotiators have agreed to promote environmental sustainability, respect rights and needs of indigenous people, temper protections for drug patients with safeguards for public health, and access to medicines. I mean, you know, what's not to like about that? What a piece of propaganda. And then they go on and say, you know, instead of saying no amendments will be allowed, which I consider to be a bug, they say that's a feature. And this is the way they report it. Lawmakers can't nitpick the deal with amendments. Yeah. They're not going to have any say, folks. Yeah. Isn't that a great thing? Isn't that a great thing that our Congress agreed to subvert the Constitution for a treaty, because that's what this is. It's a treaty. They said, we're going to ignore the constitutional process for a treaty. Why not? They've ignored the Constitution for their illegal war on drugs for 44 years. They needed an amendment to prohibit alcohol, but they prohibit everything now unless it's expressly permitted. So, yeah, why should they worry about the process for running a trade treaty through? Just ignore it. And the good news is they can't nitpick it with those little pesky amendments. They can't hold it up. It's going to immediately, it's got a time frame where if they don't bring it to the table to vote on it, it will automatically go there. Well, in terms of New Zealand, let's look at what some people there are saying. This report from New Zealand says the deal is a boon to New Zealand exporters, wiping tariffs on a range of goods exported to the United States, Japan, Canada, Mexico, Peru. See, every government is telling, and the press of every government, I should say, is telling their people, this is great. You guys won. You guys won. We just hammered the other guys. I mean, they're all talking like Donald Trump just, you know, after he negotiates a deal. We won. We kicked these guys. Man, we got everything we wanted. The American worker is going to be doing great. Meanwhile, the New Zealand people are telling them the same thing. And it's like every government wants you to think that they won. They say the government estimates this is going to be worth $2.7 billion a year by 2030 for the New Zealand at a minimum. Well, some skeptics come back and they say, well, I don't know. They've been coy about who has done this analysis, especially on the projections of $2.7 billion benefits for the economy. And he points this out. He says it's not clear whether this will start a 90-day countdown before Obama is allowed to sign the agreement. An analyst from New Zealand said, not from New Zealand, TPP opponent, I'm not sure where this professor's from, Jane Kelsey, said the legal text was not enough on its own. We need to see the background documents that help make sense of the text, but the parties have vowed to keep them secret for another 6 years. In other words, the life of the agreement. So we're not allowed to see the background legal documents to help understand this. That's going to remain secret. Isn't that interesting? The public can't see it. Our elected representatives can't see it. But the stakeholders can see it because you are not a stakeholder. You don't have a stake in the future if they run this through the way they want to run it through. Now, again, RT has comments on it. They say the negotiations lasted for 5 years. Yes, Obama has said the main target of the accord was to oust the Chinese dominance in the region.
Do new photos of the Russian jetliner wreckage prove that a bomb was indeed used? Now, we're going to show you some photos that appear to be the result of shrapnel punching its way out from the inside of the plane. Doors reveal pockmarks on the inside, which could be evidence of shrapnel. Russian media has noted that there are holes in the plane parts with the edges curved inside out. Now, this is, of course, further evidence suggesting that the crash was the result of a bomb planted by ISIS militants. This is what the U.S. and European security sources are saying, that this is, you know, ISIS has planted this bomb. Now, Russia and Egypt have yet to tie this crash to terrorism, even though ISIS-linked militants immediately took credit for it. But that has not stopped warmonger neocon John Bolton to salivate over the thought of Russian retaliation.
But if it turns out that ISIS is responsible for downing this plane, that is the single biggest mistake they have ever made, because Putin now will retaliate. And he won't mess around like President Obama has done. It will be, I think, extraordinarily massive.
Now, Bolton also suggested that the U.S. has not been trying very hard with airstrikes against ISIS, and that it would be an embarrassing contrast if Russia does what it's capable of doing now. He also said he thinks Putin is going to act on his own and that he doesn't think he's going to ask anyone's permission. So, of course, we're just trying to goad Putin into attacking. Now, U.S. intelligence officials are also of the belief that a bomb took down the plane, and they're touting the notion that someone on the inside could have smuggled an explosive device onto the plane. An official said intelligence suggests an assist from someone at the airport, because apparently the airport has been known to have lax security. The UK actually voiced some concerns about Sharm el-Sheikh airport security almost a year ago. So again, they have no evidence of this. This is just the intel that they're receiving. But according to an airport employee, the UK complained about lax security a year ago. They said that we should have done more. The security could have been improved by putting another scanner outside and updating the others. So basically what we're seeing is the rollout for the TSA for everyone, which is, of course, contrived security theater, because the borders are wide open. Any terrorist who wants to attack Europe just has to walk in. So just get there by foot. Now, Piers Morgan, of course, is sounding the alarms and saying that ISIS is now going to nuke the U.S. if Obama doesn't respond. He says, by blowing 244 civilians to pieces on a flight from a popular Egyptian tourist destination, ISIS is sending a very clear message that it can and will kill any of us at any time and in as big a number as possible. But what exactly is President Obama waiting for before he gets serious about ISIS? A shopping mall being destroyed or a nuclear bomb wiping out an American city? Now, Piers Morgan and the corporate media are hysterically blaring the war sirens, demanding the U.S. get more involved in the battle to take down Syria. Kurt Nimmo points out in this article how these things, they're largely baseless terror warnings, always seem to crop up around the holidays and anniversaries, and they serve to further advertise for the terror industry and the military industrial complex, or as he calls it now, the military intelligence industrial complex. So now, while the U.S. officials are coming out saying, oh my goodness, it's ISIS, President Obama has been largely silent. And now a source is saying that that could possibly be because the Muslim Brotherhood has been involved, which could be a very embarrassing link to Washington if that claim is proven to have any validity. And this comes from the D.C. Whispers website, which is known for its access to insider sources. Now, they're saying a part of the administration's hesitation to make any public statements regarding the Russian airline tragedy is based on concerns that there's a Muslim Brotherhood connection and that measures are being taken right now by administration officials to make certain that no such connection exists. And if it does, it will not become part of the investigation. And of course, you'll recall in 2014, it emerged that the Department of Homeland Security was actually maintaining a hands-off list of individuals with terrorist ties to the Muslim Brotherhood, allowing them unfettered entrance into the United States.
UK intelligence officials announced Wednesday morning that in all likelihood, a bomb causing the downing of Metrojet Flight 9268, which broke apart in midair after departing from Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. The resulting crash killed all 224 people on board. Responding to claims from senior UK and US officials that there is significant evidence that the plane was downed by a bomb on board, former ambassador to the UN and arch neocon John Bolton said,
Putin now will retaliate, and he won't mess around like President Obama has done. It will be, I think, extraordinarily massive. He will probably beef up his air assets in the new Latakia air base. And when they're ready, I think there will be punishing retribution.
Prime Minister David Cameron's office said in a statement, as more information has come to light, we have become concerned that the plane may well have been brought down by an explosive device. U.S. officials have also touted the notion that someone on the inside could have smuggled an explosive device onto the plane. The official said this airport has lax security. It's known for that. But there is intelligence suggesting an assist from someone at the airport. With the Obama administration remaining tight-lipped on speculation surrounding what caused the downing of Metrojet Flight 9268, one source suggests a Muslim Brotherhood link could be the reason behind the silence.
British Prime Minister David Cameron has been vocal in asserting that a bomb on board was a likely cause for the plane crash, moving to suspend all flights from Sharm el-Sheikh. But President Barack Obama has refused to explicitly comment on the cause of the disaster. That could be due to concerns that the Muslim Brotherhood, which has enjoyed close ties with the administration in the past, is responsible for the terror attack, reports the DC Whispers website. One DC Whispers source went so far as to suggest part of the Obama administration's hesitation to make public statements regarding the Russian airline tragedy is based upon concerns there is a Muslim Brotherhood connection and that measures are being taken by administration officials to make certain no such connection, if in fact it exists, will become part of the investigation, reports DC Whispers, known for their access to inside sources. In 2014, it emerged that the Department of Homeland Security maintains a hands-off list of individuals with terrorist ties, allowing them unfettered entrance to the United States. Muslim Brotherhood members with ties to terrorism who traveled through Minneapolis Airport, New York's JFK Airport, and Dulles Airport in April 2012 were handed port courtesies, with the State Department telling the DHS to ensure the men not be pulled into secondary upon arrival at a point of entry. Last year, retired U.S. Air Force General Tom McInerney also made the explosive claim that there were at least 10 or 15 Muslim Brotherhood sympathizers working for the State Department.
Look, the Middle East is coming apart with this administration's policy. Look at Libya. We should never have gone into Libya. Gaddafi was on our side. Look at Egypt. Morsi is now going after the Muslim Brotherhood and the radical Islamists, and we've got Muslim Brotherhood in the U.S. government today. And so,
wait,
look at what's going on in Syria.
Who from the Muslim Brotherhood is in the U.S. government right now?
Who?
Yes.
I haven't got their names exactly, but there's a list of them, at least 10 or 15 of them.
In February this year, 14 individuals with ties to the Muslim Brotherhood visited the White House and met directly with President Obama. Meanwhile, Russia and Egypt are still refusing to acknowledge that the disaster was a terrorist attack, despite an abundance of evidence suggesting the plane blew up in midair after a sudden explosion. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Tonight we'll be airing part one of our interview with the Poison Kids of Coldwater Creek. Now, these are victims of St. Louis's nuclear legacy. They're going to be sharing their story of growing up playing in this beautiful creek, unbeknownst to them, would actually cause untold deaths, cancers, and deformities to multiple generations. The Poison Kids of Coldwater Creek, they're serving as a precursor and a warning to the current state of emergency that's going on in St. Louis today, as well as for many states across the nation that might not even be aware of the nuclear waste in their midst. But first, we're going to tell you about the latest ironic social justice BS that means you're a racist.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigyrex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
One of the worst things with most energy products is it's not sustainable, right? You're going to crash and going to feel really bad afterwards. This has a bunch of different antioxidants and compounds and polyphenols.
Everybody's on these drugs to knock their brain out because the brain's so fried.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. for example, the L-theanine inside of it. That is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for.
You will find Brain Force, Survival Shield X2, and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it, InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams a piece. It has 3 milligrams, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there.
InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
The CIA-connected feminist icon Gloria Steinem says that you are a racist if you attack Planned Parenthood. Oh, listen to this lefty logic. Now, Gloria Steinem claimed the current backlash against Planned Parenthood is part of an ultra-right-wing attempt to restore the basis of patriarchy, or a male-dominant system, and the necessity of a long-term racist system, which is controlling reproduction. Now, it's just complete doublespeak here. She talks about in order to control reproduction, you have to control the bodies of women. Now, if you can wade through all of that doublespeak, you'll find the irony in the fact that Planned Parenthood was set up by a self-described racist who was a woman. The founder, Margaret Sanger, famously said in 1939, "We don't want the word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population." So Planned Parenthood was literally created by a woman to control the black population by controlling the bodies of black women and other minorities. African Americans account for over one third of all abortions in America, even though they represent only around 12% of the population. Black babies are 5 times more likely to be aborted than whites. Overall, since Roe v. Wade in 1973, an estimated 16 million black babies have been aborted. So who's the real racist? Is it you because you are against the chopping up and selling of baby parts? Let's look at the real racist past of Planned Parenthood.
You know, I know who Margaret Sanger is. And I know that she believed in eugenics and that she was not particularly enamored with black people. And one of the reasons that you find most of their clinics in black neighborhoods is so that you can find a way to control that population. And I think people should go back and read about Margaret Sanger, who founded this place, a woman who Hillary Clinton, by the way, says that she admires. Look and see what many people in Nazi Germany thought about her.
In 1916, H.G. Wells' lover, Margaret Sanger, starts her promotion of eugenics in the United States.
In 1923, Sanger receives massive funding from the Rockefeller family. Sanger wrote to fellow eugenicist Clarence J. Gamble that black leaders would need to be recruited to act as front men in sterilization programs directed against black communities. In 1924, Hitler pens Mein Kampf, or My Struggle, and credits U.S. eugenicist as his inspiration.
I admire Margaret Sanger enormously, her courage, her tenacity, her vision. I am really in awe of her.
By 1927, eugenics hit the mainstream. The so-called science was aggressively pushed through contests at schools, churches, and at state fairs. Churches competed in contests with big cash prizes to see who could best implement eugenics into their sermons. Major denominations then tell Americans that Jesus is for eugenics. That same year in the United States, more than 25 states passed forced sterilization laws, and the Supreme Court ruled in favor of brutal sterilization policies. When Hitler came to power in 1933, one of his first acts was to pass national eugenics laws, modeled after laws in the United States. The Nazi brand of eugenics had embarrassed the elites, but they had no intention of stopping their plans. The Allies literally fought with each other over who would get top Nazi eugenicists. It didn't matter if the SS doctors had tortured tens of thousands to death. They were free to go. The Angel of Death, Joseph Mengele, and his boss, Otmar von Werscher, were not prosecuted, and von Werscher even continued his work in Germany after the war. Eugenicists were angry that their great work had been exposed. They then scrambled to camouflage their agenda. Eugenics Quarterly became Social Biology. The American Birth Control League became Planned Parenthood. New terms like transhumanism, population control, sustainability, conservation, and environmentalism replaced racial hygiene and social Darwinism.
Mrs. Margaret Slee, president of America's Planned Parenthood Federation, maintains that European women should stop having babies for the next 10 years.
Don't you think such a theory, such a radical theory, is antisocial?
On the contrary, it seems to me that it is more practical and humane.
What about the women who want babies now and in 10 years will not be able to have babies? Rather impractical, don't you think?
Oh, John, you do ask hard questions. I should think that instead of being impractical, it is really very practical and intelligent and humane.
And while we're here, let's just discuss this patriarchy that Gloria Steinem was talking about. This is the real patriarchy that's ruling the world, the Rockefellers and their ilk, who infiltrated the feminist movement a long time ago. They wanted to use it as a tool to divide and conquer as a top-down social movement controlled by the political class. The movement to get women in the workforce wasn't about empowerment. As the late Aaron Russo revealed, the women's liberation movement was hijacked by the elite as a way to break up the family and as a method of revenue generation.
Aaron, what do you think women's liberation was about? And I said, I'm pretty conventional thinking about it at that point. I said, I think it's about women having the right to work, getting equal pay with men, just like they won the right to vote. You know? And he started to laugh. I said, you're an idiot. He said, let me tell you what that was about. We, the Rockefellers, funded that. We funded Women's Lib, you know? And we're the ones who got all over the newspapers and television, the Rockefeller Foundation. He says, and you want to know why? He says, there were two primary reasons. And they were, one reason was, we couldn't tax half the population before Women's Lib. And the second reason was, now we get the kids in school at an early age. We can indoctrinate the kids how to think. It breaks up the family. The kids start looking at the state as the family, as the school, as the officials, as their family, not as the parents teaching them.
Anyone can look at the cost of living increase, the rate of divorce, and over-medicated children being raised by the state to see that this plan has largely succeeded at the expense of the family. By hijacking feminism and making it about defeating men, the establishment has succeeded to a great extent in marrying women to the state. Feminism is a top-down social movement controlled by the political class. It's routinely used to exploit the female voter base, all while completely ignoring genuine women's rights issues. The Obama administration, like so many administrations before, can say they're for equal pay, but this is all just smoke and mirrors. Female staffers at the White House are paid just 88 cents for every dollar male employees earn.
I still don't understand why you're saying that's evidence of discrimination outside the White House, but the same metric is not evidence of discrimination inside the White House. I mean, it's the same metric.
Well, first of all, again, if you want to compare metrics, we're doing better than the public at large.
No. Better than the outside?
And top Democrats also pay female employees less than men. According to an analysis of salary figures collected from the Secretary of the Senate, female staffers in Democratic Senate offices were paid just 91 cents for each dollar paid to male staffers. Men received higher average salaries in more than two-thirds of the 43 Senate offices analyzed. Many of the senators with the largest pay disparity between men and women are facing re-election battles in 2014. Considering how important the female vote is to Democrats, it's not a wonder there's this huge equal pay day push. Senator Dick Durbin, who is leading the push by Senate Democrats to pass the Paycheck Fairness Act, pays women on his staff far less than he pays men. Female staffers in Senator Mark Warner's office are paid 72 cents on the dollar compared to male staffers, and it's just 71 cents to the dollar for female employees of Senator Mark Begich.
It's not just about women and their families. It's about building a stronger, more resilient middle class in America that has been under stress and threat now for decades.
Well, she's very passionate for a senator who pays her female employees just 82 cents for every dollar her male staffers earn. And there are numerous other senators up for re-election with a large gender wage gap. The Democratic Party, the White House, they don't actually care about equal pay for women. It's already illegal to discriminate based on gender under the Equal Pay Act of 1963. What they care about is retaining power, being re-elected, and keeping women from seeing their hypocrisy.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Break down why you're so proud of these filters.
Well, I mean, this the Alexa Pure is really a culmination of all of my experience. It was posed to me as an extremely challenging project. They wanted a product that would actually operate without any electricity, so it had no pressure. You had to do it all by gravity, and they needed... They really effectively said, we need everything imaginable to be removed efficiently, way higher than 99%. And so the result was, it's an extreme challenge. Worked on it for quite a long time. And basically what we've done is we created the only filter, to my knowledge, that hits all three. It will remove effectively all the major metals, all the major nonmetals such as fluoride. It will take out all known microbiological threats, including viral, bacterial, and cyst. and it will take out organic chemicals of pretty much everything, without exception. It's a very, very powerful device. I don't believe that there's anything else out there in the world that can do that, especially under gravity flow conditions. The fit and finish are fantastic. No compromise was made on the quality of the construction. It's really a remarkable achievement on their part, and I feel very proud, actually, to be part of the team that put that together.
What's your view overall on fluoride?
Well, okay, so we actually tested against both the fluoride ion and the fluorosilicate that you mentioned, which is the additive that people put into water under federal control, and basically we removed both of them with equal efficiency. So we wanted to be sure that no matter how fluoride is added to the water, it can be intercepted and removed. So that's how we've dealt with that. All I can tell you is that we tested against all known fluoride chemicals that are added to water, the new ones and the old ones, and we removed them all of equal efficiency.
And is your belief that this is the best gravity-fed filter of the design out there available to the public?
Without a doubt. I mean, most of these gravity flow filters are at best simple particulate filters. They remove dirt and debris, sediment. They're not going to be capable of intercepting a viral particle. To the degree we're talking quantitative reduction below detection. No one can touch that kind of capability.
Well, I'm impressed, and I want to thank you so much for your time today. It is the AlexaPure Pro family of water filtration systems available, discounted exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank Mr. Redhawk for allowing us to be part of the launch of this. It's on sale right now for their main unit, $177. Leading competitors that aren't even as good or more than that. And they've also got the survival spring type straw system for survival that is an absolute must-have.
My house was downwind about 1.5 miles from where the original pile sat out. And I was one of the children who played in the creek with my brother, all the neighborhood kids. We had our own forts. We played in the creek all day in the summers. We'd ice skate it during the winters. We loved that creek. You know, it was a really fun time. And now to think that we were playing in poison, just, it doesn't really... You can't take away those good memories for me, so I'm still trying to hold on to some of the good, but it's just mind-bending to think that here we are, children, we're having the time of our lives, and it was eventually going to kill a lot of people, and we had no idea.
In the early 1940s, the nuclear arms race was on. A local St. Louis corporation played a significant role in the development of the first nuclear weapons during World War II. As part of the Manhattan Project, Mallinckrodt Chemical Works began processing their uranium for the first atomic bomb. But by the mid-1940s, the company had run out of space at its downtown St. Louis location, so it began to ship the radioactive waste off-site to an underpopulated area north of St. Louis. The radioactive materials were stored in bulk, on the ground, open to the elements, and unattended next to Coldwater Creek.
Many people have difficulty understanding how silent, invisible rays, which cannot even be felt, could be so damaging. Our bodies are made up of millions of cells. They're the building blocks of our blood and tissues. When radiation penetrates the body, the cells are injured. Most of them can repair themselves if the total dose over a period of time is not too high. But if radiation continues, the cells will be destroyed beyond repair.
There's a photograph that always pops up every once in a while, and I even have a copy of it. And it shows some of the Mallinckrodt workers back in the 50s, and they were in the Walden Springs plant, and they were sweeping up, I guess you'd call them ingots. It looked like the shells. Those were the shells itself that actually contained the uranium. So those shells itself actually was contaminated solid material. So while they're sweeping that up, they are directly being exposed to a much higher dose of radiation at one given time. And that happened quite often. My father started working for Mallinckrodt in 1953, and he, through the years, he worked at all three plants, at Mallinckrodt on Broadway, worked at the Welland Springs plant, and also worked at the hematite plant in Jefferson County. In 1957, he was exposed to a direct radiation spill, he and a couple other co-workers. So he spent a few days in a hospital for detoxing. From that point on, he never really did have all his health, was never brought back to a normal condition. In 1964, he was diagnosed with renal cancer, and had lost his right kidney. In 1969, he died at age 48 with renal cancer, metastasized to the lungs and onto the brain.
Now, powerful radiation strikes, and cells are injured or destroyed. If radiation stops before the accumulated dose is too great, almost all of the damage eventually will be repaired. If radiation continues, there are some cells less able to function at top efficiency. Should the body fall behind in its recovery, severe illness or death could result. The key, then, is the amount, the total dose of radiation received.
For me personally, I had a lot of unusual health issues myself when I was younger, but what really stuck out to me as I was growing up and as a teenager, a lot of people in my network of life, whether it be through my church, my school, sports teams, music teachers, people started getting sick, and they were very sick with rare cancers, rare diseases, unusual things, and most of these people had a pretty conservative lifestyle. And so I myself, I'm an accountant, and so I started keeping a list because that's what I do. And it just didn't sit right with me that I knew so many very ill people. And it wasn't until 2011, until a friend of mine from high school named Jeff Armstead, he started a group on Facebook, you know, because he thought something might be a little odd. So people started coming forward very quickly with a lot of rare cancers and unusual cancers, cancers that we have learned are linked to ionizing radiation exposure. Some of the rare cancers, one in particular that's really just hard to wrap our brains around, is appendix cancer, a very rare form of appendix cancer. We have more than 45 cases that have volunteered to come forward and share, yes, my loved one or myself, I have been diagnosed with this rare cancer. And from, you know, information from the federal government, we should have maybe two or three cases in this geographical area based on our population size, but we have over 45. We also have just really high numbers of brain cancer, brain tumors that are fatal. We also have a lot of non-smoking lung cancer, a lot of, you know, female sexual organ cancers, and breast cancer. And we also have things like male breast cancer. And we have a lot of pancreatic cancer. We have original source liver cancer, so not metastasized liver cancer, but cancer that actually originates in the liver. We have a lot of colon cancer and stomach cancer, so a lot of digestive tract cancers. We also have non-smokers reporting throat cancer. In addition to those cancers, we have autoimmune disorders, in particular lupus. We have streets where you'll have three or four houses in a row with people saying they have lupus. And then you have multiple sclerosis in very high numbers as well, which is an autoimmune disorder. So MS and lupus both. We also have reports of other autoimmune diseases that seem very unlikely. But the thing also about lupus is we have men reporting that they have lupus, which if you study lupus, it's typically presenting in a female, but we have a lot of males who also have reported lupus. One other thing I do want to mention is we have a lot of birth defects in our children, both birth defects that take their lives as well as birth defects that affect their development seriously.
An atom is part of a molecule, and molecules are part of the cell. The cell is the structural and functional unit of all living matter, a tiny machine with a basic job to do. Cells, operating with thousands of other cells of various shapes and performing special chores, make up tissues and organs. Organs are departments in a complex factory, the human body, which is engaged in the manufacture of an important product, life. An atom, then, seems unimportant and infinitesimal. a tiny cog on a small wheel in a miniature machine which, if multiplied millions of times, forms the going concern that is you. But if enough of the cogs are broken through ionizing radiation, the gears grind, the machines falter, stop, the factory shuts down.
My wife and I met in high school, and we were married in February of 1970, and we moved here in Florissant in 1974. Our first child, Stephen, was born in 1971. And it was at the ideal time for the kids to be playing in the creeks as he was growing up, as well as sport activities, everything from soccer, baseball, and so on. So we had a lot of airborne material and contamination, really, that was blowing around in the 70s and 80s as these kids were growing up. Stephen contracted appendix cancer, and that was diagnosed in 2011. Okay, he went through a pretty serious surgery in Baltimore in July of 2011, and the amount of mucin and tumors removed from his abdomen equaled the size of a soccer ball. Okay, he did pretty well for a couple of years after that, and then in March of 2014 is when he became very ill again, and they were not able to do any additional surgeries on him because he had became systemic, which meant that all the vital organs in his body were covered by the tumors itself, and to remove any of that would cause another organ to shut down. So he would have just constant organ failure. All right. He died on passed away on July 21st. Of 2015. It was 99 days ago.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
And why wearing a Hillary for President t-shirt might get you punched in the face?
They thought it said Hillary for President. He said, I was seconds away from sending my bar back over here to punch you in the face. Since you're wearing a Hillary for Prison shirt, you don't have to buy drinks here. Everything's on the house.
Hillary's not surging, I tell you that. They're not saying that. They're not saying that. Thank you.
Donald Trump endorses Hillary for Prison. Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt at the InfoWars store. And on the back it says, legalize freedom. Show your disapproval of Hillary by buying your t-shirt today.
But what she's done is criminal.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
Well, fresh off my visit to St. Louis, where I learned that the EPA was telling the residents there, you know what, don't worry about the fact that we are now finding thorium and radium and other nuclear contaminants in the groundwater. It's perfectly fine. It's going away from your town. This is the way that the EPA is, of course, treating the people there and testing us. Well, as soon as I got back, we're hearing this story, Sacramento residents exposed to carcinogen in their drinking water. And I was not surprised to hear about this. Rob Dew is joining me now. So talk a little bit about the city of Sacramento. They were testing a new chemical at their main water treatment plant.
That's right.
It causes cancer.
They've been testing what they called aluminum chlorohydrate. And what that does is it's a chemical that goes in and binds with the bigger particles that they pump out of the river water there. There's a couple rivers running through Sacramento. And then that falls down to the bottom of these holding tanks, and then they pump the water out of the top, treat it a little more, run it through some other filtration, put fluoride in it, and then they pump it to your house. Well, so the problem is with this aluminum chlorohydrate, it doesn't do a very good job. So they have to add more chlorine than they normally do. And what happens with the chlorine? Well, it creates these things called disinfection byproducts, or DBPs. And actually, we played some of this video yesterday with David Knight, but let's go ahead and run that first video that we played yesterday, or part of that, just explaining what DBPs are, how they become, how they are created in the water supply, and what it means to, you know, people out there. So let's go to that
investigation first clip. With some scary revelations about the city of Sacramento's drinking water. For almost a year, the city added a new chemical to the drinking water.
It started as a short-term test of a water treatment chemical called aluminum chlorohydrate, or ACH. The chemical was temporarily replacing another water treatment chemical called alum. Sacramento's utility director says the test was all about one thing.
There was an expectation that we'd be able to save quite a bit of money.
In a report the city filed with state regulators, the city admits that the ACH chemical they were testing didn't do a good enough job removing some of those impurities. To make up for the chemical's lack of effectiveness, the city had to pump in more chlorine. And when the chlorine and these organic compounds spend too much time together, the chlorine can turn into disinfection byproducts, DBPs, in your drinking water. The chemical trial went on for an entire year, and during that year, according to internal tests the city was performing, reading after reading went above what the EPA considers safe for long-term exposure to DBPs. A city chemist noticed DBP problems on the third day of testing. She wrote in an email to managers, "I'm nervous about the distribution samples." A chart that went along with that email showed DBPs way above the EPA limits.
Wow. Yeah. So they can't even say that they were doing it with good intentions to give them nice, fresh, clean drinking water. They knew that it was a problem and just kept on.
They kept doing it for a whole year. And wow. We got another clip talking about how long this was going on and what DBPs can do. But if you go to the EPA website and you type in disinfectant byproducts, it brings up some of the ones that are created with that and the health effects. And most of these, they have in there increased risk of cancer. Some infants and young children who drink water containing chlorate in excess of the MCL, that's the minimum limit that they want in there, could experience nervous system effects similar to what occur in fetuses of pregnant women who drink water contaminated with chlorate. That's one of them that do that. Some people experience anemia. A lot of these, they are carcinogens. And there's a whole list of them here as to what these DBPs are and what they, what they are, how they occur, and then what their health effects are. If you go to the CDC, they talk about four major ones that are here. You can see them here. I'll just rip that off. Chloroform, bromodichloromethane, dibromochloride methane, and bromoform.
Wow.
And so I got a text, and the reason I'm bringing this back up again, I got either a text or an email. I forget how it came to me because I get a lot of information. I just looked. It wasn't on my Twitter. It wasn't in the comments of the video that we did yesterday with David. But somebody said, "I have a clearly filtered pitcher," which what we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, and they asked, "Does it filter out these?" I couldn't find it. Well, if you go on each of the products of all the water filters that we sell, there's detailed filtration sheet. So there's the clearly filtered pitcher right there. That's what the person was talking about. And if you scroll down a little bit, you can actually go to the detailed list of that was done with the city of Los Angeles. So you can scroll down, you can read what it filters out, how much of the reductions. And, you know, these pitcher systems, the filters are smaller. It's sort of like a comparable to something like a Brita or something like that. And these things are not made to filter out massive amounts of material. Mm-hmm. They do a good job of getting out chlorine and some heavy metals and stuff like that, but they're not going to get everything. Now, if you go to, let's go to ProPure, we have another from Envirotech Laboratories. You go to the ProPure page and then scroll down, show people how they could find this on their own. You can click on those test results right there. And so let's look at the first one. The first one's chloroform, and you can find that on page 2. You can actually go to my overhead camera shot, guys, and you can see that here. Here's chloroform, and it pulls it out at 99.1% right there. You might need to zoom in a little bit more so people can see it at home. There we go. Chloroform right there. That's one of the first of those DVPs. Also next is bromodichloromethane. It gets that out at 99.6%, and then bromoform at 99.6. I could not find anything for dibromochloromethane, but I did find lots of things that sounded like that. I'm not a scientist. I'm not going to pretend to be.
Yeah,
I can barely pronounce these words.
We see here that it's been filtered out to about 98.6%, but like you said,
right,
the acronyms and stuff can get a little jumbled.
Exactly. So of those three, it does filter those out. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's a version of this in here. I'm just not a scientist, so I'm not going to pretend. If I didn't find the exact spelling, I didn't go with it. Now, Alexa Pure is what we just started selling. Mm-hmm. And this is even, I didn't think it could get any better than that. But Alexa Pure Pro, pretty, I mean, you could say 99.9%. Is that almost 100? You know, you can almost say 100. But look, here's chloroform. You see, there you can go to the sheet and look at the advanced filtration test. Same thing. Here we go. Chloroform right there. 99.9%. Bromodichloromethane, 99.9%. Bromoform, 99.9%. So the Alexa Pure Pro, yes, Alexa Pure Pro, those are even more outstanding than the Pro Pure, which both are outstanding filters. I have Pro Pure at my house.
Yeah.
And it's an amazing setup. It's huge. I have it with, it gets like 3.5 gallons that I could filter out at a time.
Now, I've always, when I think of chloroform, I always think of scary movies because I was always conscious of the fact that that's right. What they use to abduct people. They would put a little on the thing and then cover your mouth and you pass out.
Yeah, just
and
drink it.
And that's in the
it's
water.
Okay. Yeah, just
it's
drink
totally
it.
Totally fine.
And so the city of Sacramento ran these tests for a year. Let's get that number two clip ready. And this tells you how long they had it, how high the concentrations were. And, you know, the fact that they really didn't do anything about it. And what
are
the
effects?
Yeah, and
they're causing, it's a likely carcinogen, can cause cancer, low birth weight, and even miscarriages.
There you go.
This community was basically looked at as a laboratory guinea pig in that they were exposed for a period of up to 1 year without any proper notification whatsoever.
Test after test revealed numbers in excess of the EPA safe drinking water standard of 80 parts per billion.
Some people were drinking water with DBP levels above 130 parts per billion. People in Sacramento were never notified about the dangers, never given that choice to opt for bottled water. Even though the city had all kinds of data that showed they had a serious problem.
DBPs are nothing to mess around with.
In first trimester pregnancies, there's significant rise in miscarriages. And in third trimester, there's evidence of low birth weight.
Why not stop it? Because these are carcinogens. And that's one thing. I mean, the carcinogens. But we know that, you know, for pregnant women, unborn children, this is bad stuff.
Because we had the anticipation of saving money with using ACH.
Yeah. So
it's always opt for bottled water. It's just completely.
I wouldn't even do
me.
Bottled water. There's so much crap in there.
True.
The plastic's leaching. I would just filter your water, get a Pro Pure system or an Alexa Pro Pure system, Alexa Pure Pro system, or get one of the pitchers. At least do something. You got to start somewhere. And the more you filter your water, the better it'll taste and the more nutritious, you know, it will be for you in the long run.
Yeah. Just incredible. And I really, you know, appreciate that you pulled out those test results because it really puts it in perspective when you see all of the chemicals that are filtered out.
That is just
they're
a tip of the iceberg
the
with those chemicals. There's so much other things that the filters do to pull out, especially fluoride. A lot of these pull out a lot of the fluoride.
Until
and
we get the city to take it out.
Exactly.
Got to do it ourselves, take it into our own hands. Well, Rob Dew, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And thank you all for watching the show tonight. That's it for us. But if you are watching us on YouTube, be sure to hit the subscribe button. And you can also become a subscriber to PrisonPlanet.tv. There you're going to find 18 years worth of high def, high quality content that you're not going to find in the mainstream media. We'll see you here tomorrow.
Can't be censored.
7 p.m. Central.
It cannot be censored.
This is a protest, and this is a riot. If you can't tell the difference, then you are part of the problem. Infowars.com.
Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. Infowarslife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price
as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams apiece. It has 3 milligram, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.